This is the Composer's Datebook for January 19th. I'm John Zak. When boomers wax nostalgic about the Kennedy administration, it's Lerner and Lowe's musical Camelot they start to hum. After all, it opened in 1960, just a month after JFK was elected. And a week after his assassination in 1963, Jacqueline Kennedy told historian Theodore H. White that they owned the original cast album and liked to play it before retiring at night. She quoted a phrase, "one brief shining moment," from Camelot's title song, as how she wished his presidency to be remembered. But early in 1961, everyone was looking forward, not backwards. The president-elect had asked Frank Sinatra to help arrange a musical gala to be held on January 19, 1961, the eve of his inauguration, and Leonard Bernstein was tapped to represent classical music. Bernstein had known Kennedy since the mid-1950s, and after all, they both were Harvard men. As luck would have it, a rare blizzard hit Washington, D.C. that night, snarling traffic, and a police escort had to rush Bernstein from the airport to the gala. There was no time for him to change into formal attire, so Bernstein appeared on stage in a hastily borrowed and much too large dress shirt to conduct the world premiere of his Fanfare for JFK. After the premiere of his Fanfare, Bernstein conducted a more familiar wind band standard, Sousa's The Stars and Stripes Forever. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, with funds provided by the College Band Directors National Association, reminding you that all music was once new.